Welcome back to the second season, the acid season of
we're gonna switch it up on you guys.
We're not switching it up. This is still acid. We're still on acid.
I just like to say
you're still technically on acid. I would wish I could feel it. I'm living vicariously through your acid.
Unfortunately, our friend the Sandman suffers from. Is this a HIPAA violation if I say this?
Yeah, this is actually a.
This is a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. There's like six different violations. But go ahead.
Unfortunately, our friend the Sandman here suffers from a rare condition where he can't get high.
False.
Well, he can get high off weed, but nothing else hits him. Nothing. We've taken him to the best doctors, the best specialists, far and wide. Yeah. Found the most exotic drugs there is known to man. Yeah. And nothing.
Up my nose, in my mouth, through my teeth.
We even once IV'd him DMT for 5 hours.
That is false. But
and then we had him drive after that. Yeah. Perfect.
It was impeccable.
Yeah. Impeccable.
Oh, man. But yeah, just weed does it for me. Weed's more than enough.
I, on the other hand, I'm very sensitive. I'm very sensitive to drugs.
I can tell. You are very far gone.
It hits me really fast and really hard than normal people. Which, I thank the good Lord for that.
I somehow end up being the babysitter every time.
Sandman, come do some drugs. Which literally translates to, Sandman, come babysit me.
Yes. Sandman, come do some drugs. And then we try to pump him up with drugs and we're like, it's not working. Babysit us.
Experiment failed this time.
Yeah.
We'll get him next time. Mission abort. We'll get him next time.
Oh, this is fucking clogged. I guess this is what you get when you smoke weed like 24/7.
If you or a loved one suffers from the same rare condition,
please give us a call, because I'd like to talk about it. I'd like to air out my feelings.
We'd like to start a support group out there for you.
The Sandman needs some support.
Yes.
I feel very upset. Mm-hmm. I want to get high on acid.
Can you imagine a support group for people who can't get high? And then
you know exactly what the meeting would be.
Imagine, like,
it would start with us trying to take as much acid as possible so that somebody has a breakthrough.
And they just have to leave the meeting right away. The minute they're like, guys, I feel it. It's hitting me. I'm healed. He has to walk like 30 blocks home. He's like, all right, you've been healed. You gotta get out of here. You can't stay. You're making everybody sad.
I'm healed.
The process works.
But that's pretty much exactly.
He's like a born again Christian after that.
He's like, all right, I have my experience.
My prayers finally answered. He becomes a devout Christian.
Oh shit!
That's like the turning point of his life. Like,
he finally understands.
He finally understands and believes it. I mean, I feel like I want to start a church for like.
Nope.
And then we can like anoint everyone with like a drop of.
Nope.
With like a drop of.
Nope. Oh, goodness.
And then you'd have like a whole different Orban guy at that point. Your one guy's totally different at that point, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm starting to think you guys aren't cops.
Can you imagine Benny stumbling into that random church? Oh, this looks cool. Back to, we can watch the show now, because this is still a really good show. Lilyhammer, we're still watching Lilyhammer, by the way, y'all. Just his face is incredible. It bounced.
I'm sure it's just
misunderstanding with the product company.
Can you do a whole like stand-up comedy routine just with facial expressions?
Oh, that guy probably could.
Yeah.
Spanish. Okay.
He tries to get tough. I love this guy. I love this. This like Norwegian version of torture is incredible. Like they're just dragging some guy through the snow. Like, that's the only torture. It's only pennies.
How long
he doesn't know how to drown someone properly. Dude, this is like the worst henchman ever. I would low-key be really mad as a mob boss.
You know, how long has he been in this town, by the way? He's already taken over and started a like whole a racket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
And this is witness protection, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, once you're once a mobster, always a mobster, dude.
I would, the art teacher at my job, I want to do acid with her because I feel like she's definitely like someone who's been to Woodstock. And then me trying to explain Woodstock to like my clients who are like 18 years old and don't know what Woodstock is.
Why are you trying to explain it to them anyway?
Because we were talking about the art teacher. We're like, dude, I feel like she went to Woodstock. And then they were looking at me like, what's Woodstock? And then I'm like,
it's like EDC meets Burning Man meets Coachella.
I just said it's like EDC and just kept it at that. I didn't want to give him any ideas.
Listen, everybody just got naked, high, and fucked.
Like, yeah. That's pretty much probably how you guys were born and conceived.
Pretty much entirely.
Well, actually, it's how their grandparents or how their parents got conceived.
I love that he just randomly took this random guy under his wing, who's obviously clearly like the worst guy. They still think he's a terrorist. Oh, good. She brought him pancakes.
Dude, these are like the chillest cops ever. I wish cops were like this in the U.S.
Dude, have you not seen Norwegian like prisons?
Yeah, they're the shit.
Fucking, yeah, it's literally like a suite at the embassy.
Dude, look, if I ever go to Norwegia,
I'm coming down to Norwegia, y'all.
I'm gonna rent a room from one of their prisons.
Yeah, just commit a crime and get it for free.
Yeah, I'm gonna go punch a cop and just do a little stint. Yeah, get my vacation paid for.
Yeah. Dude, they have like PlayStations in every room. I'm like, excuse me? Like, do they play COD too?
Like, that is like the ultimate like Arab thing to do is to go punch a cop and call it a vacation in another country.
He's like, I can't do this in Egypt. I gotta get it out while I can. Just knocks out a cop. Every time he goes to a different country, he just punches a fucking cop.
No, but then he thinks like the prisons are like an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, 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 bring her in. Yeah. Yes. He's just like, his wife just randomly just walks in. He brings him all his food. Like, that'd be 100%. That'd be his mom. Like, yeah. Oh, God, I love this.
Hasak, are you possessed?
Let's see these metrics.
Huh?
Let's see these metrics.
We will be traveling far and wide for exotic drugs, yeah. Like Hamilton's pharmacopoeia.
If this sounds like a cry for help, it absolutely is. Please help me find drugs. I need to find drugs.
We want to go out, like, we want to travel just like Hamilton's pharmacopoeia, because he has the chillest job ever. Ooh. He just goes around the world, Hamilton's pharmacopoeia, Vice pays him to just go around the world and try all these exotic drugs.
I can be interested, but like some drugs I don't want to try. The ones that make you like shit for 3 hours, like,
well,
constantly.
Yeah,
like,
well,
low-key, I
would never try crocodile. Have you ever heard of crocodile? Russian meth?
Oh, yeah.
It's made from sulfuric acid.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't know why you would put that in your body. Anybody who tells me, hey, smoke this sulfuric acid, I'll be like, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, cocaine has like kerosene and ether and all that, so it's not like,
okay, well, I'm never doing cocaine again. You just ruined cocaine for me. I hope you're happy.
I mean, LSD, it's like, shut up, stop right there.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. oh man, so tell me about work. Has been, you know, how's the
work has
going?
Been horrendous.
Why, what happened?
Well, for starters, I got to deal with these little shithead kids.
Uh-huh. What are they doing?
They're referring to them as themselves as rednecks.
Oh, God. Why?
I don't know.
What race are these kids?
These kids are white.
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
They're masturbating all over the place.
What?
They're masturbating all over.
How old are these kids?
These kids are like 17.
I guess it's about that age.
Yeah. No, but I mean, there's a time and place for everything. They don't need to...
They're 17. Do you think they care about the time or the place?
I did. I always valued my privacy doing that. You know, I never once left the door wide open doing that.
Never gave nobody a show.
Huh?
I said never gave nobody a show.
I never gave nobody a show.
I guess.
I'm not Louis C.K. I'm not out here just forcing bitches. I'm not forcing
women. You
didn't
have to force them. I'm pretty sure, you know, they'll want to see you naked if you're penetrating them.
Yeah, but I mean, why
if it's consensual, I mean, well, if you're bringing up Louis C.K., I can't imagine it's consensual.
Well, why would I masturbate in front of a girl? If she's okay with me masturbating in front of her, she's obviously okay with me having sex with her, too.
I'm going to say false. I don't think it works like that. But I will say it works the other way around. Where if you...
She's masturbating?
No. If she's willing to bone you, then she's probably willing to watch you masturbate.
Yeah, but why would she not bone me instead of masturbating? I would never have to masturbate again if she's willing to bone me.
That's the point. But I'm saying just because she's willing to watch you masturbate doesn't mean she's willing to fuck you. It's like the all squares.
See, this is my problem.
No. It's like it's the same like theory as like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are square. Same idea.
Oh,
so not all women who will watch you masturbate will want to fuck you.
Women are
not all women who want to fuck you. Or no, but all women who will fuck you will probably watch you.
Women are so complicated.
Are they really?
Well, they are. Cause look, there was one time I did acid with this chick. And we were cuddling.
It's a good start.
Yes. But then I kissed her.
Adventures of Jimmy the Harpoon Warrior.
Yeah. She was actually ridiculously skinny. She had no body. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
But
so you went like the opposite? Is this like you trying to... Is this like a defense mechanism?
Call me Harpoon Warrior. I'm going to get the skinniest girl I can find.
You don't have to spite me here. You can sleep with who you want. Shut up. I know, Hafsa. I know. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Now I'm an eel warrior. Because eels are skinny.
Ugh. But yes, go on. So you were cuddling with this
girl. So we were cuddling, and then I kissed her.
Fuck off me.
And then I kissed her.
Fuck off me, Hafsa. God damn
it. Hafsa. Bad dog. I'm trying to tell a story here, and you're just...
Listeners hate when we have to call you bad dog.
Yeah.
It upsets everyone.
Do you know how bad it is for them to hear us call you bad dog? We probably lost listeners because of that.
Yeah.
This is like your mom. It's like, it's more embarrassing for me to yell at you in the store. I'm like, I guarantee you it's not.
When we were kids, she's like, I have to yell at you. You're embarrassing in the store. I'm like, Mom, you're the one pulling me like a goddamn rag doll.
Yeah.
Dragging me through the aisles. I guarantee you, I'm just more embarrassed.
Yeah. I had that same problem with my mom. She was very embarrassing, and I was not embarrassing at all. Like, my mom would spend hours in Kmart, fill up her shopping cart.
Really?
Yes. And then, she would drag the whole family on a Sunday to Kmart, fill her shopping cart with things she doesn't need.
Yeah.
Goes to the cash register, sees the price, and says, I don't want any of this.
Fuck you, I don't want any of this.
And then leaves it with the cashier.
So incredible, dude.
And goes home. It's like not once did the price occur to her the whole time she was shopping.
God damn it, that's great. No, for us, it was always like after church, we would either go to the mall in Torrance, the Del Amo Mall, or we would go to Kmart. And every single week, we would get the same lecture in the car. This is a place of business. This is not a playground. I'm like, damn, I didn't know you're the general manager of the hell is this? And then the moment we'd get in there, me and my sister would still play hide and seek in the clothes racks anyway.
And so my dad would lose his mind within like 10 minutes and just like throw all the clothes everywhere and just end up taking us home.
I just love
And literally every week there was like, you'd always like see him with hope. Like he would come out of church. He's like, this is going to be the week I get to do my shopping. Nope. Not today.
This is the week I finally buy that Folgers coffee.
Yeah. This is the week I finally get my tie for work. They've been on me.
This is the week I get my Wrangler jeans.
Yeah. Been wearing shorts. Getting mosquito bites.
God damn you. Yeah. God damn you, sad man. God damn you.
Oh, shit.
I sent them a shit. Hey, Sibaya.
Yeah. Just do whatever you want. Oh, I'm so happy the NBA is back.
Imagine he's like, I can't wait until you go off to college so I can buy Wrangler jeans.
Yeah.
Your dad just walking around in Wrangler jeans.
He's like, he walks through the mall. He just starts yelling randomly. He's like, oh my God, bad force of heaven. He's like, Sandman! I mean, oh shit, there's nobody here. He's just mad. He's mad for no reason. It's not about you. This is not about you. Thank you. Try me again. I think
he's trying to. You know, I think he's trying to tell us a story.
What's your story? Although I genuinely don't give a fuck. Tell me your story.
That's a good point, Half Sack. Very good point.
That's a good point. You're right.
Very good point.
The,
yes.
The Trump wall collapsing in the midst of a hurricane is hilarious. Yes. It's an absolute win for everybody.
Yeah.
The Trump wall just randomly collapsing. In the midst of all of this. Trump can't get a victory, and I'm so happy about it. Oh, man, oh, man. Dude, my cousin has a wedding on Saturday, and I'm supposed to practice hymns for it, and I have no idea what's happening.
You're supposed to what?
I'm supposed to be, like, the deacon, because there's only, like, 30 people involved,
oh,
or that are allowed in the venue. So I'm going to be the deacon for her wedding, and I don't know any of the hymns.
You don't know any of the hoes? Is that what you said?
The hymns.
Oh.
It's like, I can't do this wedding. I don't know any of those.
You, who are you?
Yeah. God damn it. That'd be so amazing.
Pretty high. And
well, we've been high for this whole episode.
And we're on drugs.
Yes, they're aware of this. The drugs are affecting you significantly, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
As per usual. I'm just chilling.
I've been blessed with a very sensitive system that is very sensitive to drugs.
Yeah. I think God just took whatever I was supposed to have and just gave it to you. Let me take all this guy's sensitivity.
He's like,
to this asshole.
He's like, this guy, Sandman, was a pretty sure person in his previous life, yeah. So he's not going to get high on drugs.
Dude, I genuinely want to know what I did in the previous life to have this level of tolerance. Because I am upset. Like, I want to have a word with somebody. I'm about to Karen my way to this.
Karen, yeah. Karen yourself at heaven. Yeah. Who's in charge here?
I kill myself, go to Jesus. Who's in charge here? I need to talk to somebody about my tolerance for drugs. Oh no, you are going to send me back to the real world. I just need to talk to the manager.
I need to talk to the human making department.
Yeah. Whoever's making humans, yeah. We need to have a talk.
I'm going to write a letter to God.
Yeah. What's your corporate office? What's your corporate address? Which cloud am I sending this to? Oh, man. You're not out in other galaxies and shit?
Yeah, because I'm lowering the dosage now. Because I don't want to trip out that hard anymore.
Anymore? There was a time.
Well, I mean, I just feel like I want to save that for special occasions. You know, like weddings, yeah. Funerals.
They're after me.
Ramadan.
Sandman, they're after me. Jimmy, this is a funeral. There is nobody who came here for you.
Sandman, welfare check. Welfare check. I need a welfare check.
Oh, man. It was always nice to have a little date with Mama Mary Jane.
So for those of you guys who don't know.
Who doesn't know? What do they not know?
I want to get so high one day that Half Sack starts talking. Like, as a human. Like, with speech.
Like, for what? What would you like him to talk about?
I just want him to have a British accent.
He would not have a British accent.
I feel like
if
he would.
If your dog talked.
You think, you don't
he
think...
would be, no, he would be like a retarded gangster. Not even like a gangster. He'd be like a retarded gangster.
Well, I mean, I would reform him and he'd become an eloquent British man.
Not really how it works, you know?
Can you imagine, like, if you dropped off, like, a cholo in the middle of, like, England and left him there for, like, 5 years?
That'd be incredible.
I want to hear the accent on that guy.
That would be
incredible. Crikey, eh?
Well, that's Australian. But I'm genuinely, honestly, so fucking curious how they would get along.
Like, you know,
British people with the
cholos. We should, if we start making, like, decent money, we should start, like, a YouTube channel and be like, find a cholo and
they'll
say, hey.
Do it for free. I'll give you a pack of Coronas.
I'll give you a pack of Coronas if you go hang out in Norway for a little while.
Oh, like, you want me to fuck some bum bitches? I'm fucking with it, homes.
They got bitches or what, eh?
Wait, this isn't a joke. You're not going to trick me to go to court, eh? It's like, I've been tricked before, fool.
You know what, that bitch Tina trying to get child support, are you? That baby ain't mine, motherfucker.
Oh, man, everybody has baby mama drama. It's so terrible.
I know.
What is this world coming
to? I thank God every day I have no baby mama drama, though. I mean,
you're getting close with all these annoying fat hookers.
I'm not gonna get a fat hooker pregnant. I use protection with them.
Oh, that's good. I mean, you should just cut out the fat hookers in general.
Sandman.
Yes?
The whole thing about hookers is that, one, there's an endless buffet of different types.
Yet you choose to pick one type.
Yes, I do.
Then why make the point about there being a buffet?
Because I'm saving the skinny ones for a respectful marriage. That's why.
But you realize you get to only marry one, right?
I understand that. I will marry a skinny woman, but, you know, the fat hookers is just me sowing my wild oats.
What I don't understand, like,
And I'm not limiting myself to fat. I mean, that's what I'm
genuinely curious.
No, I'm not.
You're only going to marry one skinny girl.
No, it's
you're not
going
to marry all these skinny girls. That's not how marriage works.
Every skinny girl.
Yeah.
Every skinny girl is mine.
Right. I'm going to have her for the week. Divorce her. Next skinny girl. Make a whole list.
No, it's just, I'm very shallow. There's no one out there that's attractive enough for me to date anyways.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Well, there is this one chick at my job. She's pretty hot. But one day she had a wedding ring. The next day she didn't. So I don't know what's going on there.
That means she's down to clown.
I think so.
No, 100%.
Yeah, because one day, she, like, the first day I saw her, she had her wedding ring.
Yeah.
The next day, it was just the band. The day after that, it was nothing.
Yep. Yep. She sees something she likes, and she's going to go after it.
And I think that something she likes is me.
Could be interesting.
Because there's only two guys that work there. Me and this other guy.
Yeah.
And... yeah. I don't know why I keep getting hired for these jobs where it's mostly, like, women all the time. Like, for some reason, like, my job before that, all my coworkers were old women. Were old Karens. They were all Karens. Yeah. Do you know how horrifying that was? I was walking on eggshells every day. I was tiptoeing around the coffee machine and water cooler.
Don't set off the Karen today.
Yeah. I would drink my coffee in the break room just trembling. Every time I hear a door close, I just oh my God. I have PTSD.
Oh man, oh god,
you should have seen what she did to the DoorDash guy for the Starbucks. Oh my god, she tore him a new one. Jeez. I cried for him for days after that. For days. I had to go to therapy after that. Like, I had to start going to therapy.
Oh, dear God.
That's when I was diagnosed, man.
Oh, man. What did they diagnose you with?